how my God became my Savior. Why will he come and die? Because, hallelujah, hallelujah, all of us, that sentence was over us. So he too has to die. He died, and God now began to harvest his children from death. The first one he brought back from the dead was Jesus Christ. That's why he's the firstborn among many brethren. Then from him, other children will come forth. He said, all these sacrifices we are doing to appease, to remove sin, to atone for sin, I don't need it anymore. But what will happen? A body has thou prepared me. Where did he prepare that body? In the womb of the virgin woman. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the body that God created and came and indwell. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is this Jesus? Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Who is Jesus? He is God in the flesh. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, in the flesh, without controversy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Is he not recorded on the cross on Calvary? In John chapter 19 and verse 30. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he was given that vinegar to drink, he shouted. What did he say?
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar,
yes,
he said, it is finished.
What did he say?
It is finished.
What did he say?
It is finished.
It is finished. And he bowed his head and gave out the ghost. What is finished? What he came to earth to do. It's finished. The matter is settled. When he finished with the living, he then went under the grave, through the grave, to the region of the dead. Ho, ho! Glory be to God. And preached to the souls that were in prison right there. Jesus is the power of God. He went there and made an open show of Satan, disgraced him there, collected the key and authority from him, and brought out his elect out of the grave as he resurrected, packed them, and they are there waiting for the rest of us to come and join them. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How my God became my Savior. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And so who is Jesus? He is Emmanuel. He is Yeshua. For God, it was the body that God built for himself. And so, God was in him reconciling the world to himself. Praise the Lord. It's the meeting point between God and man. Colossians 1 verse 15 says, Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's why. Read it, please.
Colossians 1:15. Who yes. is the image of the invisible
he
God?
He is the image of the invisible God.
The firstborn of every creature.
He is the firstborn in the new creation of every creature. Amen. Hallelujah. So without controversy, 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
And without controversy.
No argument.
Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh.
Hey! God was manifested in the flesh. Who is Jesus? He is God in the flesh. Who is Jesus? Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh without controversy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What was he doing? What did God come to do? Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4, verse 16, reading up to verse 21. We are doing Bible study.
And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord."
What is his ministry? To preach the acceptable year of the Lord, and that acceptable year of the Lord is Jubilee. It's freedom. Is it not recorded on the cross of Calvary? In John chapter 19, and verse 30. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he was given that vinegar to drink, he shouted. What did he say?
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar,
yes,
he said, "It is finished."
What did he say?
"It is finished."
What did he say?
"It is finished."
"It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave out the ghost. What is finished? What he came to earth to do. It's finished. The matter is settled. When he finished with the living, he then went under the grave, through the grave, to the region of the dead. Ho ho! Glory be to God. And preached to the souls that were in prison right there. Jesus is the power of God. He went there and made an open show of Satan, disgraced him there, collected the key and authority from him, and brought out his elect out of the grave as he resurrected, packed them, and they are there waiting for the rest of us to come and join them. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so in John chapter 8 and verse 36, you cannot understand. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Now, this freedom, oh glory be to God. Listen very well. This freedom, "If the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." This freedom has to be realized, accepted first by revelation. When you get to know what it did on the cross on Calvary, and you personalize yourself to it, connect yourself to it in that estate, then you can possess your possession. That is the only time warfare prayers are powerful. That is the only time they work. Some of us go for deliverance based on the revelation of the person praying for you. If you come to me and I am praying, you notice I quote the authority upon which I am casting that spirit away from you. You, which authority are you quoting for you to be free also from that spirit? It can only come by a revelation of what happened on the cross of Calvary. In Romans chapter 8, reading from verse 31 again. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
Romans 8, 31.
See the assurance.
What shall we then say?
When you have that revelation, this is how you can speak like Apostle Paul.
What shall we then say to these things?
Yes.
If God be for us, who can be against us?
Uh-huh.
He that spared not his own son.
Can you see the effect of that revelation? Now, Apostle Paul was not among the disciples of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul was not with Jesus. In fact, he hated them. But after Christ met with him, he spent 3 years studying this Jesus and came back and had more revelation than even the apostles. And based on that revelation, see what he's saying.
He that spared not his own son.
See it. Assurance that we have.
But delivered it up for us all. Uh-huh. How shall we not with him also freely give us all things?
That is the assurance. Nothing can be withheld from me. Nothing. Go on.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?
Who will come and accuse me? Who will come and lay anything against me? Why? Because the accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of Jesus. That blood settled the matter you are accusing me of. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fire on.
It is God that justifieth.
Uh-huh.
Who is he that condemneth?
Uh-huh.
It is Christ that died.
Uh-huh.
Yea, rather, that is risen again.
Christ has not condemned me, no man can condemn me. If God says my past, he has washed it away with the blood of Jesus. That the things I did in ignorance, he has wiped out it. But now, he commanded me to live a new life. And I have put all that behind me. If you like, come like a dog and be barking before me. You are fornicator. You are this because of my past. You are wasting your time. Read on.
Who is it that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again.
Yes.
Who is even at the right hand of God?
Uh-huh.
Who also maketh intercession for
and
us?
And please, if you refuse to pray for me, Jesus is praying for me now. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because he said, if we sin, we have an advocate. If we confess our sins. Therefore, your relationship must be with God first before man. Finish reading, please.
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Uh-huh.
Shall tribulation or distress?
You see the assurance of that freedom?
Uh-huh. Or persecution? Or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long.
Hey.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Uh-huh.
Nay, in all these things,
what happened?
We are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ.
For I am persuaded
that
neither death,
uh-huh,
nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
So what Apostle Paul is saying is that the relationship he has found through the knowledge of this great love of God for us, that relationship, the decisions he has made, is for better, for worse. Nothing will separate me. I repeat, nothing. I cannot know what I have known now. And you tell me that I have gone back to Biapalo. I have gone back to my old lifestyle. Even if they curse me, that revelation has broken the curse. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16.
Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest
that is
passed into the heavens,
uh-huh,
Jesus, the Son of God,
uh-huh,
let us hold fast our profession.
Uh-huh.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling
he
of our infirmities.
He knows what we are going through.
But was in all points tempted like as we are,
uh-huh,
yet without sin.
Uh-huh.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
Again.
Let us therefore Come boldly,
confidently, let nothing condemn you. Uh-huh.
Unto the throne of grace.
And do what?
That we may obtain mercy,
uh-huh,
and find grace to help in time of need.
Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 23.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us,
uh-huh,
through the veil,
uh-huh,
that is to say, his flesh.
Uh-huh.
And having an high priest over the house of God,
uh-huh,
let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance, in full assurance of faith, yes, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, uh-huh, and our bodies washed with pure water.
Uh-huh.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Hold it strongly. Don't waver with it. Don't doubt.
For he's faithful that promised.
He is faithful. All his promises are faithful. The decision you made are not in vain. William Branham stressed something for more than 1 hour in a sermon he was preaching. He didn't know how to convey it. But the greatest event that ever took place was the day heaven and the earth were united. Heaven and the earth were united. That body that was prepared in the womb of Mary was the earth. Was prepared. And heaven, God of creation, came down to earth and united with earth. It's the greatest event that has happened on earth here. The creator of the heavens and the earth came as Emmanuel. That's why that songwriter says, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. It happened at Calvary.
Justified truly through Calvary's Lord. Oh, and glory fill us all. Heaven came down and glory fill us all.
Clap our hands for the Lord.